2008, coming up on the program today, pedophiles in video games. They want your kids' underwear unlock codes now. Plus, digital pussy hair and shooting at lawnmowers. All of this, plus a classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday. It's all coming up right here, right now, on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back here with you for the Tuesday show. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program today. And I completely forgot to talk about this yesterday, but I've been getting some emails about it. And yes, that really was Duke Nukem at the beginning of yesterday's show, doing the little introduction. The guy who does Duke's voice is named John, so thank you very much, John, for recording those things for me. I really do appreciate it.
This is Duke. Like me, Tim Henson's got balls of steel.
He's doing it again, Pointer! I've got chills!
Jagu!
Leave me alone!
Blow it out your ass.
Oh my god, no. Pointer, he's starting again. I get chills again. Write his name down again.
Jagu!
What the fuck do you fucking want, you fucking bastard?
Distorted View Daily.
No, I'm gonna fucking kill you, motherfucker, old style. You fucking watch, you prick. Fuck you!
Blow it out your ass. I'll rip your head off and shit down your neck.
All right, enough of that. So there you go, Duke Nukem checking in. Now it's time for Sextastic Tuesday. Last week on the show, someone was asking about a particular story. And I actually got that story emailed to me again by someone else, saying that it would make a great Sextastic Tuesday story, not realizing that we've done it before. So I thought we'd replay it right now. It is a really, really great one. You may remember Karen. She's a special needs student in our protagonist's college class, and I guess he's taken a liking to her. All right, it's retard porn, basically. Let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a Sextastic Tuesday.
It's sextastic.
It certainly is. Ladies, start fingering your bacon hole. Gentlemen, whip out your cock. Place it firmly in your hand. Let's do this. Again. One final warning. If you're easily offended, go away. Okay. Her name was Karen, and we first met in Psych 101. Well, that sounds nice. You know, college romance. This might not be so bad, right? She was a gnarled young thing, wheelchair-bound, head cocked permanently to her left, crusty fingers twisted into half knots, long, atrophied legs, a seemingly endless trickle of spittle running from the corner of her mouth, and a nation collectively unsubscribes to the Distorted View podcast. All right, back to the story here. It's just getting good. Yes, the spittle coming out of her mouth. Despite her physical curse, MD, compounded by palsy, ouch, yet another one of life's cruel, cruel blows, she was intelligent and very funny, and always added lively, insightful input to class discussions. One might say she stood out from the crowd, in more ways than one. Now, By mid-semester, Karen and I had become friends. I'd wheel her into the quiet hallways of the student center, and we'd talk for hours about life's injustices, about our radically different childhoods, about health, about disease, about the future. As the winter passed and spring approached, Karen and I became exceedingly close. Needless to say, the thought of making love to Karen had crossed my shallow, polluted little mind on occasion, but was each time snuffed by the inescapable mental image of her pale, twisted limbs, her labored breathing, the stringy, clouded saliva running from her mouth, the image of fucking a sideshow attraction. There were times when we were together that she charmed me to the point I wanted to take her in my arms and ravage her. Let her feel my hot, pounding heart against hers. But the images would flood as if though a shattered dam and submerge me in guilt-ridden disgust. One hot night in July, my roommate, Captain Forehead, and I... His roommate's name is Captain Forehead. Captain Forehead and I were hosting a keg party at our mobile. There I sat as the hours went by, getting drunk next to Karen, whose usually ashen complexion was now rosy with alcohol. She drank her fill, laughed at the jokes, flirted with the guys, and did her damnedest to be a part of it all. But I could see her broken gaze eventually returning to the other girls at the party, scanning their figures, studying their shapely, limber legs. As the night began to give way to morning, the last of our guests stumbled out the door, and I found myself coked to the gills on the couch with Karen dozing on my shoulder. He's coked out of his mind. Cappy had long since... That must be Captain Forehead. Had long since passed out in the backseat of his Impala out front with some skanky local broad who'd wander in, and our neighbor, Crazy Dave, rest in peace, old soldier, was busy throwing up in the kitchen trash can. I lifted Karen up and took her into my room, settling her gently on the bed. As I turned to leave, she stirred. Jax, let's do it. Actually, if I want to be totally insensitive, it probably sounded more like...
Jax, let's do it.
Sexy. I froze in my tracks, waiting for those vile, monstrous image to flush over me, waiting for an excuse, any excuse, to get the hell out of that room. For whatever reason, the booze, the dope, my conscience... That excuse never materialized. The images didn't come. Instead, I found my face flushed, my temples pounding, my cock swelling and throbbing in my jeans. God help me, but I wanted her. Diseased, mangled, pathetic creature that she was. I wanted her. I turned around and faced her in the reddish glow of the sunrise, filtering through the $2 curtains and leftover cigarette smoke, my hands and voice trembling in perfect sync. Karen, you're drunk. Get some sleep, hon, I stammered.
Jax,
she said.
Jax,
she said again more urgently.
I need you to do this for me, please.
But Karen, I saw in her eyes a precarious triangular balance between desire, desperation, and total defeat. I couldn't fight it. Somewhere between animal lust and human pity, I knelt over to her and kissed her. Her lips parted wide, and my tongue slipped down into her streaming sour mouth. Ew. Sour mouth. She gasped and pulled me down on top of her with her gnarled arms, running her twisted fingers along my temples through my hair. This is hot. Before long, I had wrapped myself around her atrophied frame and was peeling her clothes off. She was grunting and panting like a coyote in a leg hold trap, licking my neck. Sucking my earlobes, whispering how wonderful it felt to be held.
This is wonderful!
It's her whispering in his ear.
I want you inside me!
Alright, back to the story here. Fighting off an army of swirling psychological demons, I pulled her jeans and panties down with one swift tug and tossed them to the floor. An instant later, I was licking and sucking her flattened, pasty breasts, trailing down her sagging, pockmarked belly with my tongue, forcing my face between her lifeless white thighs and kissing, then sucking, her mushy, reeking snatch. Nice. You cannot beat a mushy, reeking snatch. She reached up and tried to hold fast to the nightstand as I lifted her legs over my shoulders and dug in with my chin. My tongue, numbed from the combination of cocaine and vaginal acids, ran wild circles inside her as her bushy pubes filled my nostrils. She began to shudder and sob for air as I ran my face under her ash cheeks and let my tongue part her sweaty black bunghole with wet, darting thrusts. Ah! She then said, "Put it in my mouth." She lost her hold on the nightstand and her arm, like a withered autumn tree branch, quivered and bounced to the side of the bed. I stood at the headboard, cradling the back of her head with one hand and her chin with the other. I slid my cock between her lips. A thin, sticky stream of spittle leaked from the corner of her mouth and onto the pillow as she drew me in, purring hungrily as I pushed the shaft in, running along inside of her cheeks and distorting her already twisted features. Just so wrong on so many levels. Yes, his penis in her mouth distorted her already twisted features. I stiffened as her teeth clumsily scraped a layer of my flesh from the head. Ah, that's awful. And she looked up at me like a frightened child. Cock stinging, I pulled out and ran the bottom of it along her face and over her lips. She gently soothed and kissed it, then drew back, grinning up at me like one of Jerry's kids at the telethon fireworks show. Fuck. I can't go on with this. This is awful. Alright, there's only a few more lines here. I climbed back over her and lifted her bony white legs into the air. Slowly, I slid my cock into her and began pumping, slowly and gently at first, as she smiled nervously up at me, then furiously hard as I felt my stomach knot and my throat close. I pulled out just in time to splatter her belly with jism, to swat the dive-bombing demons from the air. What? What the hell does that mean? Then collapsed in a drug-marinated heap beside her, panting for breath in the unbearable thick mixture of mildewy summer air and sexual stench. The end. There you go, a classic Sextastic Tuesday story, well over 2 years old at this point. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right this second. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the entire archive of Distorted View episodes, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Today, I've got a bonus episode just for Sideshow members. If you want to hear it, sign up now, superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida. Our most fucked up state.
Oh yes, pedophiles have found another way to get inside your child's pants. Cheat codes. That's right, the pedophiles are infiltrating video games. You show me your sweet baby cock and I'll give you all the cloud songs you could ever want. Yeah.
Hey, I know you're part of the motherfuckers! You fucking stole my cloud song! If I ever find out where you live, I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Bro,
I know you're part of those motherfuckers who rolled over to Aerith the other day and fucking zerged my cloud song! I swear to fucking God!
Alright, sounds like he needs a sugar daddy to give him a cloud song. What the hell's a cloud song? Is that like a cape or something? In World of Warcraft. Anyways, pedophiles have cloud songs, and they're willing to give them to underage boys as long as they show off their weenuses. Child predators who are apparently offering game points. Sounds like someone who is very knowledgeable with video games wrote this story. Who are apparently offering game points in exchange for nude images through internet-connected video games have prompted a warning from parents. Quote, "Kids are playing games and they are being asked to take photos of themselves naked in order to get game points," said State Attorney Cybercrime Detective Lieutenant Dave Maurer. I don't think he's had any experience with video games since the Pong era. Don't let pedophiles help you get a high score on Donkey Kong. You can do it yourself. They just want to see your penis. Just time the barrels and climb up the ladder when there's a gap. He goes on to say, there is not only the chatting version of the games. The chatting versions. This guy is Orlando's cybercrime detective. I'm sure he knows all about the webs in the internet chatter programs. He connects to the internet using a 2400 baud modem. Logs on to Prodigy. In the future, people will be able to watch moving pictures online. Maurer is warning parents to take precautions when it comes... Yeah, oh, I didn't finish the quote here. There is not only the chatting versions of the game, but also a webcam involved. Maurer is warning parents to take precautions when it comes to gaming because most are hooked to the internet. And anyone can be chatting with children during gameplay. My theory on it is that predators are going to go where kids are, and kids are playing video games, so it's a perfect place for them to be, says Maurer. At any time, there can be up to 300,000 people online playing the most popular internet-connected games. You think they're just watching a game, and I didn't really know they could actually get through the games and play a lot of people. What? Says parent Alita Magana. Let me reread that quote. You think they're just watching a game? No, old people have no... Like, how old are these people? They don't understand how video games work? I thought you just watch the screen. That's how you play a game. What? You think they're just watching a game, and I didn't really know they could actually get through the games and play a lot of people. Some of the most popular games are Halo 3... Call of Duty. A lot of these, by the way, use webcams. What? Halo 3, Call of Duty, Final Fantasy, and Grand Theft Auto. A lot of webcam shows happening on those games. Quote, we are worried, scared, and more cautious, parent Carol Montalvan said when asked about her son's gaming. One of the rules is that he cannot use that unless I'm physically home with him. Otherwise, he cannot use the headset and basically chat either. The Montalvan family has set up the gaming in the living room where everyone can view what is taking place on the screen and parental controls. So there you go. Another fear-mongering article regarding video games. And quite frankly, it's very loosely, if at all, based in reality. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Keith,
you are a rude, thoughtless little pig. Okay.
You know what Father of the Year Alec Baldwin means? It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment, Hollywood News, Insider Report, Extra Edition tonight!
Celebrity Michael Jackson.
Entertainment. Implants.
Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
The story's all about Sienna Miller's bush. She found herself in a dilemma during post-production of her latest movie, Hippie Hippie Shake. Why, you ask? Well, the movie takes place in the 1960s, and her cunt is firmly planted in the new millennium. What am I talking about? It all comes down to hair. While Sienna Miller, 26, played her role as 60s publisher Richard Neville's girlfriend, Louise, to perfection, her lady garden wasn't up to scratch. The film is set in the swinging 60s, and for those of you living in the decade, you'll remember the pubic hair back then was afro-sized. Oh yeah, the bigger the bush, the better. Quote, unfortunately, Brazilians weren't common in the 60s, and Sienna's part involved one or two nude scenes, meaning that her grooming habits were on full display. Quote, a merkin, or pubic wig, simply wouldn't have done the trick, but luckily, computer wizardry came to the rescue. That's right, her cunt is courtesy of Industrial Light and Magic. It's a high-tech beaver, my friends. Sienna's private parts were digitally enhanced, giving her a rather unruly, loud, and proud bush. All the cast, including Sienna, had a good giggle about it. It's safe to say this is one look she won't be recreating on her next summer vacation. So there you go. I have got to see that movie. Monster cunt. I wouldn't have gone the computer digitally altered route. I would have got Jim Henson's Creature Workshop to create a Muppet pussy. Could have added a whole new subplot to that movie.
It's warm down here. I'm the pussy.
That's how the character would sound. Okay. The reason why it makes the noise, it's the lips. The pussy lips flapping together. All right. Final story we have for you today. A 56-year-old man from the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin has been arrested after shooting his lawnmower in his garden because it would not start. Keith Waldenowski was charged by police in Milwaukee. He was charged by police in Milwaukee with disorderly conduct and possession of a sawn-off shotgun. He could face a fine of up to $11,000 and a maximum prison sentence of 6.5 years if convicted, just for shooting a goddamn lawnmower. Police officer said Mr. Waldenowski told them, "It's my lawnmower in my yard, so I can shoot it if I want." Police found the shotgun, a handgun, and a stun gun, as well as ammunition when they detained Mr. Waldenowski in the basement of his home. Witnesses told police that he appeared to have been drinking. No, I don't believe that for a second. The lawnmower was found outside Mr. Waldenowski's house, which he shares with his mother, of course. It was near the trash on Friday. A local retailer said that Mr. Waldenowski might now have difficulty getting his lawnmower repaired. Anything not factory recommended, and I'm guessing shooting it with a gun is not recommended by the factory. It would void the warranty, said Dick Wagner of Wagner's Garden Mart. Come on down to Wagner's Garden Mart. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky DQs.
Hey, Tim, it's the future DV politician, Nick from Connecticut here. And I'm listening to yesterday's show, the 24th show, and your impression of anime is right the fuck on! That was scary! I thought you took a clip right from an episode. You don't know. You're a fucking liar, Tim. I love you, though. I gotta go. Bye.
All right, thank you very much. He appreciates my anime impressions.
Chicken chicken!
Chicken chicken. You're getting them mixed up, sir.
Hey, Timmy, it's Cheryl Murkowski, your good friend. And
hi, Cheryl.
Apparently, I learned on your 724 edition of your show, Grim, that not only do you not listen to my program, but when asked to recommend interesting shows, you don't even remember my own hooverhool.org.
Yes, really, well, everyone, you can everyone knows if you want to listen to a good podcast, check out Cheryl Murkowski's at horrorhole.org.
Really nice, but you can recommend ones you can't even remember the names to. Ones that nobody likes, like, what is that one? Keith and the Squirrel or something. You can't even remember mine. It sends you all this shit. You talk about me. You know, I'm going to have your programs. If you don't remember me when recommending, that makes me feel really good. It means I'm doing a good job. Anyway, I still love you, even if you don't love me. And keep on keeping on, keep taking my money, and get fucked.
All right, Cheryl Murkowski checking in. Haven't heard from her in a while. That's why I didn't mention her show. I forgot about her. She hasn't checked in a while.
Yes, Tim. I would like to know exactly how many times you've had a lightsaber up your ass.
4.
Tell me in great detail.
Well, I think everyone's lightsaber up the ass story is pretty similar.
Sure, it's Matt from thegemhole.com. Hey, that dude that called in and was like, hey, what other podcasts are out there? Man, what the fuck about us? We're out here.
Never listen to your show.
Live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Come on, man. We love you. We love it.
All right, well, I guess check out Jam Hole.
Hey, Tim, this is Sue from Dover, New Hampshire, and I just heard one of your listeners call in and ask for podcast recommendations, and I don't do this a lot. I'm not one of those assholes from the Jam Hole that are always calling in and telling people to listen to their show. But
perfect follow-up to the last voicemail.
Show is called Trivia War Podcast. It's a weekly quiz show about popular television shows and movies.
Ooh.
So if you guys are into anything like that, check it out.
That's all I fucking do is watch TV. That sounds like a good podcast. I'm going to check that one out myself. You know, I've always wanted to host a game show. And if someone would just give me a chance, there's so many game shows, Game Show Network, and, you know, all there's ABC, NBC, the fucking syndicated. I would love to host a game show. If someone is in the business, give me a chance. I could be really good. I promise I won't talk about cum farts unless there's a question about it. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD, as in, oh, God.
This is Duke. Like me, Tim Henson's got balls of steel.
Winter, he's starting this again. Vote for us at podcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes, digusonding.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, there's a bonus episode of the show popping up today, probably around noon. So look forward to that. And we will see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday Show. Until then, bye, everybody. Close your eyes and think of England. Maybe I can sing it.
I'm a mommy!
Your mommy?
I'm a mommy! Arrgh!